China, the government continues a terrorist campaign against the country's leftists. In a roundup of teachers, journalists, and political opponents, at least 9,000 are never seen again.
1977, women searching for their sons and husbands are forbidden by police to sit and hold public meetings. In defiance, they walk counterclockwise around the government house in the Plaza de Mayo. Soon, many of these women themselves disappear.
1983. The Plaza de Mayo grandmothers go looking for their lost grandchildren. These children, imprisoned with their parents or boarding concentration camps, have been distributed as war booty. The grannies investigate on the basis of whatever they can dig up, photos, stray data, a birthmark, someone who saw something. And so, beating out a path with native shrewdness and umbrella blows, they have recovered a few children. Tamara Arce, who disappeared at 1.5, did not end up in military hands. She's in the suburban barrio, in the home of the good folk who picked her up, where she was dumped. At the mother's appeal, the grannies undertook the search for her. They had only a few leads, but after a long, complicated sweep, they have located her. At first, she doesn't even want to hear about her real mother. Very gradually, the grannies explain to her that she's the daughter of Rosa, a Bolivian worker who never abandoned her. That one night, her mother was seized at the factory gate in Buenos Aires. Rosa was tortured under the supervision of a doctor who indicated when to stop and rape, and shot out with blank cartridges. She spent 8 years in prison without trial or explanation, and only last year was expelled from Argentina. In Lima, Rosa and Tamara discover each other. They look in the mirror together. They are identical. Same eyes, same mouth, same marks in the same places. When night comes, Rosa bathes her daughter. Putting her to bed, she smells a milky Swedish smell on her. And so she bathes her again and again. But however much soap she uses, there is no way to wash off the smell. It's an odd smell. And suddenly, Rosa remembers. This is the smell of little babies when they finish nursing. Tamara is 10. And tonight, she smells like a newly born infant.
Nairobi, Kenya. The International Women's Conference ends the United Nations Decade for Women. The Wilk Peace Tent at the conference is a center of heated discussion day and night.
Here, Soviet and American women pledge to work together. Here also, Palestinian and Israeli women search for ways to begin a dialogue.
1986, August 27th. In South Africa, the Bureau of Information notes, the situation in Soweto is not abnormal.